Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back for another deep dive. First story up might raise a few eyebrows. It's about penguins and divorce.
Yeah. So, turns out that little penguins in Australia, sometimes they split up after those unsuccessful breeding seasons. Researchers are finding that these penguin, quote, divorces, can actually have a bigger impact on the penguin population than climate change or habitat loss.
Wow.
Because it's just so hard for them to find new mates.
It's really interesting to see how complex these relationships are, even in the animal kingdom. I mean, you could use this story to talk with your kids about the different family structures in nature, maybe the challenges of finding a compatible partner.
Absolutely. And it might even open up a conversation about resilience and adaptation when things don't go as planned.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, next up we have a story that'll warm your heart. This one's about Trooper, a dog who has overcome, well, a lot.
Yeah, Trooper survived a hurricane, beak cancer, and even had surgery to remove, get this, 2 pounds of trash from his stomach.
Wow.
His resilience is really remarkable, and I think his story really shows that powerful bond that can exist between humans and animals.
Definitely. I think this story could be a good way to start discussions about empathy, animal welfare, and responsible pet ownership.
Yeah.
You know, you could even look into how Trooper's story actually led to Trooper's Law in Florida, which increases penalties for animal abandonment.
Yeah, it's a great example of how one animal story can actually inspire positive change in our society.
Definitely. All right, let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that might hit close to home for both you and your kids, the impact of constant internet access. Yeah.
Well, a recent study found that disconnecting from the internet for just 2 weeks led to some pretty significant improvements in mental health. Things like less anxiety, better attention span, and even a decrease in symptoms of depression.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that the benefits didn't seem to come just from stopping the internet use, but from what people did with that time, like spending more time in nature, you know, face-to-face socializing, and pursuing those hobbies they might not have time for otherwise.
Exactly.
It's a great opportunity, I think, to use this study as a starting point to talk with your kids about healthy technology habits. Maybe even consider a family digital detox experiment. You know, see how disconnecting could benefit everyone's well-being.
It's definitely something to think about, especially in our increasingly digital world.
Definitely. Now, for a little inspiration, we have a quote here from 2-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling, who said, "The best way to have a good idea is to have a lot of ideas."
It's simple, but powerful. Emphasizes the importance of creativity, brainstorming, and not being afraid to make mistakes. That's a great message to share with kids. Encourage them to embrace their curiosity, explore new things, and to remember that the journey of learning is just as important as the destination.
It really is. Okay, moving on to a topic that's probably affecting your grocery bills, the rising price of eggs.
Yeah, so the U.S. is currently experiencing this outbreak of bird flu, which has led to a sharp drop in egg production, and of course, that leads to higher prices. The Trump administration has announced a plan to tackle this issue, which includes investing in biosecurity, reimbursing farmers, and researching vaccines.
Yeah.
This is a real-world example that offers a great chance to talk to your kids about basic economics. You know, how supply and demand affects prices, what inflation is, and how events in one part of the world can actually have ripple effects elsewhere. Like, did you know the U.S. is now importing eggs from Turkey to try and even out the supply?
It's a good way to show them how interconnected everything is. It really is. And finally, we have a story that kind of delves into the world of international relations. There's been some tension following a White House meeting between President Trump, Vice President Vance, and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Yeah, so during this meeting, Trump and Vance, they criticized Zelensky for not being grateful enough for U.S. support. This has led to some diplomatic fallout, with Russia kind of welcoming the discord and many democratic nations voicing their support for Ukraine.
Mm.
This story could be a good springboard for those discussions about international relations, the importance of diplomacy, and the role of alliances when it comes to navigating global conflicts.
Mm.
It also highlights that delicate balance of power on the world stage and how quickly situations can change.
Definitely. You could even use this as a chance to talk about the different perspectives involved and encourage kids to think about what the consequences of actions and words can be, especially in a global context. Well, on that note, I think we'll wrap up our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.